As Prime Minister, Tony Abbott often praised Malaysia for its leadership in the fight against Islamic extremism. But just 9 months after voters there toppled Najib Razak's government in historic elections, there are mounting signs of a lurch towards religious and racial conservatism. Emboldened by voter dissatisfaction in the new regime and spurred on by the former Prime Minister as he awaits trial, old political foes have formed a divisive new alliance in opposition, and that has political watchers worried. Southeast Asia correspondent David Lipson explains.
For a man facing more than 40 charges in one of the world's biggest corruption scandals, former Malaysian PM Najib Razak isn't exactly oozing contrition. A quick perusal of his Facebook page, which boasts 3.7 million followers, shows he's still prolifically involved in Malaysian politics from his online soapbox. With Trump-like regularity, he targets the administration that overthrew him in last year's historic elections, accusing it of all things, corruption and financial mismanagement. Despite his imminent trial, Najib's jibes are resonating in an electorate increasingly disappointed by the regime change that brought so much hope last year.
As a masterful online troll against this new government, he's been very good.
That's Malaysian journalist Kian Wong, contributing editor at the ANU's online publication New Mandala. He says last weekend's by-election loss for the government is yet another sign the gloss has well and truly come off the nine-month-old Mahathir administration.
This is the second by-election loss that the new government has experienced, and potentially they're going to experience another one next month. So all these by-elections are perhaps sending great warning signals that the government needs to lift its game.
And even more ominous is this week's announcement of an alliance between Najib's party UMNO and Malaysia's Islamist party PAS.
It is dangerous, at least for Malaysia's idea of a secular politics, if you have such formal Islamist politics moving in with a sort of Malay nationalist narrative that UMNO has long represented.
The marriage between UMNO and PAS is extremely significant.
Terence Gomez is Professor of Political Economy at the University of Malaysia.
By this coming together of these two parties, we are seeing for the first time a merger between race and religion under one coalition. Now, this is going to be extremely divisive.
That's sending shivers up the spines of political watchers in a country of entrenched discrimination down ethnic lines, where Sharia law already exists in some provinces, complete with public canings and child brides. Kian Wong again.
It may drag the Mahathir government further towards an equally conservative, religious-tinged politics, which is not what a lot of Malaysians last year voted for.
Malaysian journalist Kian Wong ending that report by Southeast Asia correspondent David Lipson.